daughters of Zion. Can we please rise with a standing ovation as we make welcome the Apostle of Divine Keys, Apostle Joshua Selman, to Zion Heritage Ministry. Aboja.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop, thank you. Thank you. And your wonderful wife, I really, really love you. God bless you. Thank you. And then every servant of God in this place, the Lord honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I believe that our lives will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, I truly believe that God will grant us grace. There are a few books in front of me here. These are books by the bishop. Essentials for Effective Ministry. The bishop and the wife. Praise the Lord. I'm sure that these books will bless you. You are in ministry here. You have the call of God upon your life. I think it's wise to get these copies. How much does it go for? 5,000. Please give all the ministers that are here. Praise the Lord. The servants of God who are here. And then all of these books, please let all the ministers have it. It is not to show, this is not about, this is a passion to see the kingdom come. Until your life is beyond you, you are not really serving God. This is not about money at all. This is a contribution for His glory, for His majesty. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like you to pray, open your mouth and cry to God. Father, give me an encounter tonight. An encounter tonight. Please pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Cry in the name of Jesus Christ. Shadabakata bakata bradagadagadabaradaba. Shelemanda salabakato prataskade barakatusia. Seke paratusaziana haskala baratusia dabara. Shemanta skila haska barutia dabara. I love you. Forever, I love you. Forever, I love you. Forever, Lord. I love you. Forever, I love you. Forever, I love you. Forever, Lord. I love you. I love you forever, Lord. Be lifted, chest. Is that all right? Maybe let's have a few ushers. Please bring it out. Everything you have written there tonight, except God is not God, you will wave it goodbye for the last time this night. In the name of Jesus. If you are yet to write, please quickly, 2-3 minutes. Just write something with understanding. And then, ushers, authorized ushers, just wave your hands so that the people see you and then they pass it to you. Please, let's just collate them and we'll have them in front here. You can feel free to write. You're writing for yourself, you're writing for your loved ones. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but it says, in everything.
Are you Lord God Almighty? Where is the Lamb? Where is the Lamb? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Majesty, we pray that you ride in our midst tonight, like a mighty one that you are.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever.
Deliver the oppressed in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray that a fresh unction from heaven will come upon our lives. Set us on fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Blessings to you. Please be seated. I'd like you to be sensitive. I'm not teaching for long, just a brief charge, and then we'll pray. I want you to be very, very sensitive. I believe that the Lord brought us here . I began to teach yesterday and I said there are three kinds and levels of the anointing that an individual can carry. The first level of the anointing is that which comes to your life by reason of your being grafted into Christ. That when you are grafted into Christ, there is a measure of the anointing that comes upon your life by reason of being a Christian, a child of God. Number two, there is the anointing that comes upon your life by reason of your call and your assignment. So when God calls you, He places a grace upon your life by reason of the office that you occupy. Someone will run now under the anointing coming forward. Just hold the person so he doesn't injure himself. Please, let's make sure that the ushers are sensitive. This is a miracle and an impartation service. The anointing of the Spirit will come on someone and literally you'll just begin to run out by the Spirit.
You will never be the same. You've touched His grace.
Your life is changed. You will never be the same. You've touched His grace. Your life must change. So when God calls you into a ministerial office, there is a backing from heaven. There is an unction that He gives you. Revelation chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which He gave unto His servant John. He said He sent it and signified it by His angel. So there are backings from heaven. Anointings, angelic presence. But the third level of the anointing does not come just because you are a believer. It does not come just because you are called. It comes by reason of the sacrifice of alignment, to discern what the Spirit of God is doing per season and to align with what God is doing per season. You can be a Christian. You can be genuinely called and yet not carry the anointing that makes you relevant as far as God's program is concerned per season. This is not backsliding. This is the inability to discern the dealings of God. He said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, what He did yesterday, who is, what He is doing now, who is to come, the prophetic dimension that is unfolding. It is dangerous to know the God who was alone. You must know what God is doing now. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Not what he said, what he saith to the churches. That means not everybody has that kind of ear. But he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. It is the Holy Ghost that speaks. The Bible says the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. They shall give heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of demons. The Spirit speaketh expressly. So if you do not hear Him, it's a sign that you are not aligned to what He is doing. Are we together? I truly believe with all my heart that if you actually found your way to this ground this night, you didn't come by your making. That the Spirit of God is like a call, a beckoning of the Spirit to come and drink of something very, very ancient. Very, very ancient. This is a baton. We are not the inventors of this. We are only partakers of it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll just share for five or ten minutes on the mystery of impartation. There is something that I want us to understand and then we'll pray. Bring the lady for me, please, that shouts under the anointing. Loud to the hearing of everybody. Loud to the hearing of everybody. The power of God is coming upon a lady. Loud to the hearing of everybody.
Exalted like the horn of a unicorn, I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of a unicorn.
There is someone God is activating the prophetic dimension. That's why I sang this song. The power of God is coming on that person. Please bring that. I think you're a minister of the gospel. No, not just that. Someone among, I'm seeing, because I'm seeing light just across the ministers here. It's a grace. Help them, please. Help them. Whether you're an usher or not, please help them so they don't injure themselves. Bring them out. This man of God.
My hand, you have exalted like the horn of a unicorn.
Shalas Adabaraka Shananda Bagata Baratos Satebalakatia. Oh, there are ancient wells being opened in the spirit.
My hand was exalted like the horn of a
man coming from? Is he a man of God? Where is he coming from? Where are you coming from, sir? You are in Abuja here. You came for the meeting. I want to pray for you. There is a grace that is coming upon your life. You will marvel and wonder at the level of unction that you begin to walk in. Are you alone? I'm seeing light leading you to a lady in the congregation. Come. Harasilandish kalibrata senekete barete shilakatu bradiyadaba.
I'm under the shadow of your wings.
Please bring her.
Your influence is all over me. I am under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I am under the shadow of your wings.
Where is the wife? Please, let's save time.
Your influence is all over me.
Let his wife come quickly. I want to pray. Is this the wife? Just keep them. Don't worry.
We're under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me.
Mr. Man, are you a minister? Lift your hands. This man, beg that grace now in the name of Jesus. Shifted to seasons, new seasons in your ministry. You will never be the same. Never be the same by the power that raised Christ from the dead. This woman wearing black, the one you are holding, I shift you by the spirit of the prophetic. New wine in the spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Please, everyone, pray, pray. Father, let something from heaven in come upon my life. In the name of Jesus the Christ of God. In the name of Jesus the Christ of God. In the name of Jesus the Christ of God.
Hallelujah.
What's the name of your ministry? What has to do with? I'm seeing something that has to do with end time revival ministry. What's your name of your ministry?
Exactly, sir.
What is the name?
God's End Time Revival Flaming Fire House.
I want to pray for you. Because God is shifting you to a strange dimension in the spirit. You and your wife, drink of this well. Do ministry with integrity. But I release power upon your life. I stretch my hands right now. Take that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. For you and for your wife, I open up those wells and I declare in the name of Jesus, no limitations. Let helpers come from the north, the east, the south, and the west. In the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God. Every limitation in ministry goes. It rolls like smoke before the wind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please sit down. Please sit down. Sir, come. Place your hand on your tummy. Do you know what is happening to you? Are you a man of God? You're a lecturer. Look at me. I want to pray for you. There is a planting that is evil. If I don't pray for you, they will diagnose you as prostrate. In the name that is above all names, I declare, let it get out of your body now. This is witchcraft. Oh, this is not sickness at all. Put your hand there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring you life. I bring you healing right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be gone now. You will see an innocent man like this and they will tell you suddenly prostrate came from nowhere. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. For someone, you are looking at me now, but when you return back to your altar, it will not be what you left. Fire. You are going back with a strange dimension of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing, that demonic occurrence. Is God wasting your time? What is your name? Huh? Come. Are you a man of God? Hold on. Is that your friend? Two of you come. Who is Justice? What's your name?
Justice.
Come. Where are you coming from, sir? Abuja here. You're in ministry. How about you? I want to pray for you, sir. I believe in Jesus. Oh, listen, don't think it's everybody that fakes this thing. Oh, there are people who have paid the price with God. Let me just clarify it immediately so that the devil does not even plant any wrong seed of nonsense. There are people who have spent time genuinely with the God of heaven. I want to pray for you, sir. Your life will never be the same. There is a level of financial blessing you are stepping into. You will marvel and wonder. This is God is not even talking to me about ministry. There's someone here, you're a lawyer. You're a lawyer, like a barrister, a legal practitioner. Is there someone like that? I want to pray for you. You are a worker, like a worker in this church. Who is that person? I want to pray. The month of May into June, July. This will be strange months of lifting for you. God is, you believe this, sir? I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are the helper and the lifter of men. I stretch my hands over your son and I pray that he will carry the grace that will distinguish him in an unusual way, even as touching his legal practice. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sir, let me pray for you. The grace, even as God is revealing to me. I don't know why God called to call this man. I hope you are friends. Do you know him? Oh, you're a pastor too. Because what is happening to him will also happen to you, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands. There is grace coming on you now. Take that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. I take away limitation from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is shifting you to new levels in the spirit. Gentleman, that man, you, looking at me, this one. Yes, lift your hands where you are. What do you do? Please, can you help us? Is this mic working? You are a student. Come. As you are like this, God is going to use you. God is going to use you in a very mighty way. Huh? God is going to use you. It will be like play, but the grace that God will put on your life will surprise you. I stretch my hands and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit pass you through all the dealings of the Spirit that make mighty men in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, may grace speak for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. by the power of the Holy Spirit. The eyes that see and the ears that hear, may God grant it unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please sit down. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8. Isaiah 9 verse 8, the Bible says, he sent a word unto Jacob, and that word lighted upon Israel. Please look up. That means every time God wants to introduce dimensions of his grace and his power to a territory, a people, and a dispensation, he starts by finding a man. When he finds that man through a covenant that he has with that man, God himself will pour that dimension of oil and grace upon that man. But the oil and the grace was not meant to remain with that man. He only becomes a conduit that becomes God's authorized channels. There are people who have businesses and they have what we call distributors. Is that true? Distributors of a product, maybe minerals or whatever product it is. They station them strategically across regions. Every time you call the head office and you say, I need the supplies of this, there are phone numbers they will give you. In the parable of the 10 virgins, he said, go to them that sell and buy. There are those who sell it. They were given it. He said, why are your oil finished? Oh, because we did not buy extra oil. He said, quickly go and look for those who are the authorized. There are those who have been given the grace to sell it. The only thing is that you don't buy it with money. Money is not the currency you use to buy that grace. Go to them that sell. Hallelujah. So when God sends a word to Jacob, he intends for it to be lighted upon Israel. Let me tell you this. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is the ability to produce God's dimension of results. There is no man in your strength. There are certain results you cannot produce as a man. Please listen. No matter how educated, no matter how enlightened, there are certain dimensions in the spirit that man cannot command results beyond. There is a threshold that you cannot cross as a man. There must be an assistance. If men see you operating beyond that dimension, it is proof that a spirit is assisting you. Whether it's a demonic spirit or it's the Holy Ghost. But it's impossible for you to be alone and cross beyond that realm. Are we together? Politically, financially, in ministry, there are certain levels of influence. There are certain levels of power. There are certain levels of miracles. There are certain levels of the grace that you cannot rise beyond a level by your strength. No, men were not given that grace. The moment you get beyond that level, the Holy Ghost has to assist you from that level onwards, or a demonic spirit assists you. But you cannot go alone. There are some doors that don't open. Just as a man, no sir. The Holy Ghost must be the one to usher you into that realm. That body of spiritual reality. Are we together now?
Yes.
And listen. God never designed for us to do the work of God in the strength of the flesh. He says, for by the arm of flesh shall no man prevail. You have to understand that we are contending against forces of darkness. There are spirits that want to ensure that the purposes of God do not advance. There are spirits that have been sent to destroy your ministry, to destroy your life, to scatter everything that represents God about you. It will take more than a well-intentioned heart to thrive. Are we together? Men of God, women of God, we need more than good sermons to represent the purposes of God. You need more than just a theological exegesis of scripture. Jesus said, listen very carefully, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Not just the intellect of the scribes, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke chapter 4, he opened the scroll where it was written the prophecy that Isaiah wrote concerning him. And he began to read. And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. There was a man in the congregation with a withered hand. And he said, stretch forth your hand. When that man stretched his hand, it was a proof that he did not just come with empty talk. There is a lot of noise making. This is why the world sees ministers as a nuisance. They see people as a nuisance. They see Christianity as a nuisance to civilization. But not when the power of the Holy Ghost is upon you. When Jesus resurrected in Acts chapter 1, the Bible says he gathered together the people, and for a period of 40 days he was teaching them on the matters of the kingdom. And then he got to a point where he began to talk about the restoration of Israel. And they said, will you at this time restore the nation of Israel? He said, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons that the Father has put within his care. Verse 8 says, but ye shall receive. Anything he says you shall receive, you can reject it. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He says, and you shall be witnesses unto me. A witness is a validator of a claim. A witness is not needed until there is contention. When you go to the court of law and you say, this one, this happened, and someone says no, the judge will say, where is the witness? The assignment of the witness is to make sure that you validate claims. More than being an MOG, more than being an apostle, a prophetess, a businessman, a prophet, your real assignment is a witness. John 1 verse 6, there was a man sent from God. The Bible says his name was John. The next verse says the same came for a witness to the truth, that through his witness we might believe. The assignment of a witness is to prove that what he is saying and what God said is not a lie. And every witness in the court of law has a token of truthfulness. The name is evidence. The evidence of any witness is a token of truthfulness. If it is true that Jesus died, if it is true that he hung upon that cross, if it is true that he defeated hell, if it is true that he rose again triumphantly, don't just tell the world he died. Oh dear witness, where is your evidence? We were not there when he hung upon the cross. We were not there when he died. We were not there when he resurrected. What audacity do you have to tell the world you are not lying? So he said, even though you were not there, the Spirit of truth was there. And so you shall receive. He comes in partnership with you, turning you from an ordinary human being to a witness, a validator of God's claim. If he says he heals, and the devil is using sickness to speak to creation that God lied, God sits on the throne and says, Abuja, where are the witnesses? There has to be someone sent to advocate and prove that God does not lie. So when a miracle happens, when a healing happens, when a lifting happens, is more than just showing that the man of God is powerful. God is now using his servant to speak to creation that I am still God. The agency that produces God's dimension of his results is called the anointing. The anointing is not oil. This was created for cooking. This was created from plants. Oil does not anoint until someone who is anointed anoints it. God stores his anointings in three basic places. Number one, he stores it in men. Men are the official custodians of that anointing. And in partnership with the Holy Spirit, they are also the distributors of the same. Number two, God stores his anointing in institutions. There are institutions that have covenants with God, and he stores certain dimensions of graces in those institutions. you come under the influence of that ministry or that spiritual platform, even before you have an understanding of what you are doing, you will begin to enjoy certain possibilities. Then number three, God stores his anointings in physical locations, just like minerals. The same way you go to certain places and find out that there is gold, you find out that there are certain places. But the most important storehouse for God's anointing and the distribution of it is men. So he calls Jacob and places a grace upon Jacob, and the intent is that through Jacob, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, the entire Israel will come into that reality. Can I tell you, the days of superstar Christianity is over. When God anoints one man, is not to stand and outshine. No, it is so that by the privilege of God's election of grace, you become a distributor of that spiritual possibility to as many people. Please follow me carefully. The second thing I want to say about the anointing is that the anointing is in levels and the anointing is in dimensions. Listen again. The anointing is in levels and the anointing is in dimension. The anointing works like money. Just because you have money does not mean you can buy everything. Are we together? If I have 1,000 naira and someone has 10,000 naira and someone else has 1,000,000 naira, if I say all those who have money stand up, all three will stand up. But you know the difference of what they are carrying when it is time to purchase. The one with 1,000 can only eat a plate of food, and that's the at most. The one with 10,000 might be able to buy a few things, but 10,000 cannot buy a house, it cannot even pay rent. So even though you have money, what you have is insufficient as far as your needs are concerned. It's not enough to just say I'm anointed. To what degree and what dimension do you have? You see, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is dimensional. That means you can have a grace for healing, it will not prosper you. You can be healing the sick and still be broke because the grace for prosperity is not on you. The presence of one dimension of grace does not automatically cover for it. No. No. Please listen carefully, beloved people of God. This is where we deceive ourselves many times. Just because there is a dimension of grace at work in your life, you may believe that automatically every other area will answer. No. The Bible says, and God is able to make all grace. All. That means you can have some. It's your assignment through honor and discernment to fish the other graces that you do not have and add it to your life. I may have the wisdom of God at work in my life, but the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit may not be there. When you sit down under my ministration, you will get wisdom. You will understand the scripture, but you will still return with your problems. You will still return with your pain. So just because you have a dimension of grace does not mean you will not hunger and pant and search for another. It is your assignment to find out from God, my assignment on earth, what are the graces and anointings that will be required to make me efficient? And then through hunger and discernment, you begin to search. Where do I find the grace for favor? I will need it in my ministry. Where do I find the grace for speed? Where do I find the spirit of prayer and supplication? The grace that grants me access to pray. You are only as efficient as the graces that surround you. Please listen very carefully. This is true. And then you can have higher levels of the same anointing. You can have the prophetic grace, but as it is, your discernment, your perception, and your interpretation is still hazy. But you are a genuine prophet. You can encounter a higher level of that same grace. You can be walking in the healing anointing. Pray for 20 people and one or two may be healed. You genuinely have the healing anointing, but the level you have is insufficient. Let me tell you this, you become a blessing to the degree to which you have superior dimensions of the anointing, enough to supernaturally provide solutions to most, if not all, the people that God will bring to you. If God keeps bringing people to you, let me teach you something. Can I have one person, anyone at all? Come, my friend. Come. Look at this. Please look up. Let's assume that this gentleman has headache. Watch this. Delay. Are we together now? And he has maybe some sort of demonic attack. I can pray for him in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed, be delivered. It is the dimension of grace I have will only solve the problem that is under it. So if the dimension I have can only solve headache, he may fall and roll, but he will stand up with only headache healed. The delay will still be there and the retrogression will still be there. Although he has fallen down, I believe I'm a man of God. He will only return with the testimony of headache. Listen carefully. This is why people keep falling down and rolling. And you know the kind of grace you carry by the testimonies that recycle around your ministry. When God shifts you. So the Bible says, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Give it to us, please. You will now understand why the Bible says, how God... Not just that Jesus was anointed. How God, look at the extent to which God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So you come after a conference like this, multiplied levels of grace upon your life, you return back to the same person. In the name of Jesus Christ, move to a new dimension. And the next day the person comes and says, someone who forgot me, aha, you have introduced another grace that was not there. Listen, it is what is on you that controls what is around you. Thou anointest my head with oil. It is not my cup he anoints. I use my cup as proof as what is on, of what is on my head. If your cup is empty, it tells me that what is on your head is empty. Do you believe what I'm sharing with you? Do you know, there was a time in my life, there were certain conditions that would never be healed when I pray for them. I love the Lord with all my heart. HIV, barrenness, I will pray and nothing will happen. There were miracles here and there, and I said, what is in this thing? Until I learned that just because you are anointed does not mean that is all. Just because you have 10,000, the day you want to buy a house, that's when you will know it's too small. You have money, but you need more of it. So the man who has, say, a billion naira, when he comes to stand, almost every, I'm just using money as an analogy, if you tell him buy this, he smiles. In fact, because he has a billion naira, some people will follow him that he doesn't even need to be the one to talk to this situation. This is how it is spiritually. There are supporting graces that follow you because of certain orders you carry. Watch this. This same man will say, nobody is blessing me. My uncle is a wicked man. He will not favor me. He will not lift me. Uncle, give me 20,000 naira. And the man will say, no, because the grace for favor is not upon his life. Watch this. The same uncle will go to someone else and count 2 million naira and kneel down and say, please, can you receive this from me? Is the uncle really greedy? No. Is that what is on you is not compelling enough. Saul, listen to me. Saul is on his way with his servant to go and look for the missing donkey. Are we Bible students? And the Bible says that whilst they went, the donkey that was missing for a long time, if they had returned, they would write a book that restoration cannot happen. because of their experience. Be careful. Do not create a theology around your limitation to mean God cannot move past your experience. There are virgin dimensions we need to push into. Just because it took you a long time to see God manifest that way does not mean he has to stay that long. It is the level of grace you carry that made it that long. Someone else can come with a superior dimension of grace and rewrite something you have known about God. As soon as Saul saw Samuel, he did not say, "Samuel, my donkey is missing." Just a contact with this grace, the donkey started going back home. The same thing they have been looking for, they searched with their intellect. But one encounter, the donkey was on his way home. And he said, as you're on your way going back, it will not be the way you came. When you are going back, you will meet three people holding two loaves of bread. They will salute you as if they don't know what to do with it, and they will give it to you. If they did not carry that grace, let me demonstrate something. Just give me anything, maybe a handkerchief or something, just to use. Watch this. I always give this example. Or let me use that. Thank you. No. It's not impartation, dear people of God. Watch this. I always give this example and I want you to learn. Someone else, please come. Stand here. Watch this and never forget this for the rest of your life. Look at me. You hold this. Or bring your own handkerchief. This is breakthrough. This is what you are looking for. Watch this. Keep moving and passing yourselves. This guy is his destiny helper, but there is nothing on him that calls the helper. Turn. You are still in this same Abuja. Every day he's passing you. There is nothing on you. Lord, lift me. And in your visions, you are seeing that your helpers are there, but there is nothing on you. One day you will come for a conference like this and not know what has now come on you. Watch this. The next time, come. You are about to pass him. This unction will call this guy and force him to attend to you. It is true. Oh dear. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup. You must desire superior dimensions of grace. You must cry and covet. Please sit down. Let me show you one more scripture and we'll pray. Just a few minutes. We'll tie up this. We'll not stay later than necessary. Romans chapter 1 and verse 11, Paul the apostle was speaking, mentoring the church in Rome, and he said, "For I long to see you. I desire to see you," he said, "that I may impart upon you." Impartation is a transference of spiritual possibilities. Possibilities are transferable. Impartation, a transference of possibilities. That means what was not in your life, you can come after a conference like this and walk back with what you did not come with when you were entering this door. It is true. There are graces. There are anointings. Our fathers told us this. These graces came upon them, ordinary people. And look the unusual things they did. Even them, for many years, they did not know what was moving them. But they were under the influence of these graces. And now, the baton has been passed to us. We cannot afford to fail. Just using education alone and intellect, as important as that is limiting. You will need to stay with God. Let me tell you this. Some of you have come from far and near in business, in ministry. If you go back the way you came, it will be to your own detriment. The door refused to open because it has exhausted the level of the current grace you carry. You must need an upgrade. Just because the sea did not part for you does not mean it cannot part. When you carry Elijah's mantle, it will part. It did not part for Elijah. It parted for whoever was carrying that mantle. Listen. Many years ago, we organized a crusade. And in that crusade, in the entire crusade ground, I'm not sure we're more than 30. Can you imagine? You travel for over 6-7 hours. We fasted, we prayed, but this grace that makes for influence, this grace for visibility, I did not know there was such a grace. Sick people were healed, but there was nobody to come and attend to what we carried. In that same crusade ground, we hired the sound people. They were almost going to go and lock me after that crusade because of 150,000. I didn't steal, though. It was the God of heaven that I came to serve. But because we did not know that just because you love God, just because you are passionate about souls, does not mean every other thing will just answer automatically. We went sincerely. The one we carried walked because the sick were healed. Deaf ears were opened. God healed people. But there was nobody to come and show help. Nobody to arise and support us. How could we labor so much publicity everywhere and just about 30 people? And then I went back. You see, if you want to encounter God's grace, you must be humble enough. Admit the one that is there and the one that is not there. And with humility and meekness, you receive. I would have gone to just argue and say, oh, I know that maybe something just happened. Maybe it's rainy season or dry season. No. I went back and I said, Lord, something must be wrong. There is a grace I'm not carrying. What is all this? You finish a crusade and because of 150,000 naira for sound. Now, that was a lot of money then, let me tell you. You go and lock me up. One, did I steal? Serving the kingdom? You see, if you reject certain graces, it will misrepresent what you are doing for God. It is the absence of some of these other graces that will keep providing gaps in your Christian experience. I made up my mind that every grace that will be required for my efficiency, I will pursue with meekness and with hunger. You've heard me say I'm a product of many anointings. Many anointings. Many anointings. Show us the ancient paths. Will you lead us along eternal highway? We want to follow the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Show us the ancient path. Will you lead us along eternal highway? We want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. I always didn't used to prophesy like this. Okay, word of knowledge would come, one thing or the other. I don't know if I was exactly even interested in it. It was a night that I sat down. I watched a lot of videos and I was watching William Branham. A simple video about him. And I said, look at ignorant people criticizing this man because of mistakes he made towards the end of his life and ministry. Most people, if they carry 1/10 of the grace on that man, they will not last 2 years in ministry. And yet, here are people who are not doing anything, not changing any life, and yet talking. And while I was watching, something mysterious began to happen to me. It was like a cold sensation. Something just rested upon my head and started going down my entire body. For over a period of 30 minutes, and then that was it. I said, what is this? The next time I would go for a meeting, new dimensions in the spirit. You can reject the grace you need. It doesn't change God. It doesn't affect him. You are the one who will remain limited. Let me tell you this. I believe in the Bible. The Bible is the authorized platform for knowing God and even for accessing grace. But when I tell you I'm a product of many anointings, by the privilege of the apostolic call, I have encountered many of the saints. I have encountered patriarchs. I've had the honor and the privilege of encountering fathers of faith. Some have gone to be with the Lord, and some are still alive. And the purpose is not just for me. I am sent to the body of Christ. There are people who may never reach those people. They may never have the capacity. And so God sends us through that sacrifice to piece together these graces and say, body of Christ, if you are interested, these are dimensions that are available for you. I'm in the spirit on this day, and I see this man who comes to me, and now we are talking. I can't even remember what we are discussing. And at the end of that conversation, I knew something entered me, and he just turned and began to walk. And I said, sir, you did not tell me your name. And he stopped. He turned to me and he said, Paul. And he turned and continued moving. You cannot produce this kind of result just by the strength of the flesh. What is in us is older than us. Forget about the body. It is a grace for the body of Christ. We are not the first to carry this anointing. Others carried it. I began to search for those who knew, those we call God's generals, across Africa and across the globe. I didn't want those people to die without transferring their graces because of the level of dishonor in the body of Christ. I knew that many of these people will go and there will be no people to carry their graces. And I became like a spiritual archaeologist. I wanted to search for these men and meet them and serve them and ask them, what did God tell you? What did he teach you about the coming revival? Don't die with these things. I had the privilege of meeting a few. And one of them told me, he said, before Smith Wigglesworth will go to be with the Lord, he called Lester Sumro. And he said, make sure you do not die with this grace. He said, when you are old, find young men. Everybody will not dishonor you. There has to be somebody who will be serious enough. He said, transfer these graces. Don't die with these graces. I was talking with a man of God who was telling me what one of the fathers in this nation said. And he was lamenting. He said, so this is how I'm going to go to my grave, with this grace and this anointing. Is it that there cannot be people who are aligned enough to become continuations of this that God began to teach us? And I was so touched and I was broken. Can I tell you this? There is a move of God that is coming, greater than the Wells revival, greater than the Azusa Street revival. It is true. And God is looking for men and women. This is not a move just for men of God. It will happen in business. It will happen in politics. The move of God will not just be a move that is limited to church. However, there is a condition. There are men and women who right now are on their way. Let me tell you something. Are you aware that in this Nigeria, in the next 10-15 years, most of the people you see, do you not discern that the cloud is already moving? Do you not discern? They know! They've already seen the cloud. But why is Elijah standing alone? Elisha, where are you? What distracted you that you could not see? The cloud is about to move and yet you are not seeing. You are there busy doing ministry, making a name over nothing. Elijah had sons of the prophets. The next prophet should come out of those school of prophets. But they were proud people. We know God is going to take your master. We are that prophetic. We have grown to. And God went to look for a farmer. A farmer who had no business. You will be surprised at the next set of people that will become the apostolic and the prophetic voices. Some of you, you do not even know them yet. They are not yet on TV. They are not the Joshua Selmans. There are still people in the cave of Adullam with discipline. The spirit, they are in the furnace. The Holy Ghost is making them. These are not men who are looking for ministry. These are men who want him. They want him more than church. They want him more than money. Many of the fathers in this nation are beginning to grieve over the fact that in truth many of them are yet to find true people who will carry their mantles, not partake of it. Everyone, there are many people already partaking of these graces, but those they actually can say, come. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you? I can tell you, I know what I'm saying. Look at our crusades now. Empty crusades. Nothing happens there. You gather people. People come on wheelchairs, crutches, and at the end of it, we share the grace as if we came for a breakfast meeting. Was it not in this same Nigeria that once upon a time our stadiums, our school sports theaters were packed with people, and there were people before they will enter the building already, they are already up from the wheelchair. Where are those mantles? Where are those graces? The dishonor of the body is eroding a generation from carrying genuine power. Listen to me. We are going to pray, but I'm bringing you a prophetic clarion call. No matter how much you know God, and no matter how close you are to God, he will still refer you to systems he has placed in the body. Even when you meet Jesus Christ as Paul, he will still send you to Ananias for that impartation. Not even your encounter with Jesus will exempt you. Let me show you a scripture.
Show us the ancient paths. Will you lead us along eternal highways? We want to follow the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
Numbers chapter 27 from verse 18. Palana siketele mahasala katubrande kidiras. Shali sabrandes kelibara haskia. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, in whom the spirit is already. He's already an anointed man, but he said, lay your hands on him. Apostle, I'm also anointed, oh, I also prophesy. This is the pride of this generation. Next verse 19. And set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him charge of their side. Look at the next verse. May this be a prophecy for you. Verse 20. And thou shalt put some of your honor. Honor is a grace that is transferable. The young man already had the spirit of God, and to him he would think, I have everything I need in ministry. And Moses said, come my friend. Even though the Holy Ghost is on you, there are still things you do not have. Come, I'm seeing honor. Your life does not have honor. I see power, but I don't see honor. He says, take some of your honor, put upon him, so that Israel may be obedient to him. So if men and systems are not obedient to you, the grace that is deficient in your life is honor. Are we together? Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 9. Please read with me. It's projected. You can see it. Ready? As a family of faith, let's read together. One, two, read. And Joshua the son of Nun was filled with the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands. In Numbers, he was already full of the spirit, but not this dimension. When Moses laid hands on him, something that was not on his life now came on his life. There are things and graces that may not currently be on our lives, but if our hearts can be opened, we can receive these graces. Let me tell you why impartation is very difficult. On the part of those who release it, they know the sacrifice of the pain, the blood and the covenants that brought those graces. It is precious to them, and they will not cast their pearl before swine. Do you know, let me tell you, many of you here are men of God, you know. There are many people who come to kneel down after service or everywhere and say, man of God, please do a transfer impartation. You lay hands on them, but even you know nothing really happened. It's just so that they will just get out of the way and not disturb you. A genuine impartation is difficult. Not because you do not want to release it. You are looking at the preciousness of the years of pain. You remember the fasting, the prayer, and then you see the irresponsibility that surrounds the life of those who want to release. And you are saying, no. Let it not be that because I transferred this grace, this person will abuse these things. And then on the part of those who receive, the vessels that carry these graces are not perfect people. It's one of the mysteries that God gave me, the mystery of the body of Christ. The secret to receiving from the body is found in the riddle of Samson. Samson gave a riddle when he stood before the Philistines. He said, out of something strong came something sweet. Do you know what happened? He was on his way to go and see a woman. Are we together? And he met a lion, a she-lion that came to disturb him, and he tore the lion with bare hands and left. 1 week later, he was on his way going, and a mystery happened. I told you that the Bible is a coded mystery. If God does not open your eyes, you will just be reading stories. And he found out that bees left every other place and came and made their honey inside a carcass. Bees left trees with fresh evergreen leaves and came and entered a dead, rotting, decaying carcass and made honey there. And so when he came, he had to tear the carcass and take from the honey. This riddle is the mystery of receiving from men of God. If you can endure the smell, you will find the honey there. It is amazing that out of the many places God can put that honey, he chooses to use a carcass. You want it to be on a tree with a nice fragranced tree. The man of God may be a prophet, but he has anger problems. Can you endure the shouting and set your gaze on that prophetic grace? The man may like money, but sincerely he's anointed. He's not fake. It's just a weakness that came with his background. An aspect of flesh he has refused to let God deal with in his life. Can you ignore the excesses? The kind of vessel you are looking for does not exist. This is why impartation does not happen to many people. The riddle of Samson. Do not forget this revelation. But there is this treasure. There is this treasure. Mama may not be an educated woman, always insulting you, stupid girl. But there is a grace on Mama, she does not beg. Quarter to shame, hell. self always arises, can you endure the insult and say, Mama, keep insulting me, I know what I'm looking for? Do you know what it meant for Elisha to follow Elijah? Elijah was a temperate man. For disturbing his time, fire will come from heaven on you. All the prophets, the sons of the prophets, they were justifiably angry with him. But Elijah said, no matter what you do, I will endure. I made up my mind to love the body of Christ. It is one of my secrets. You will never see me talk about any man of God. You will never see me come and tear down any congregation. It does not mean I am blind. It does not mean I am stupid. I have my values. Are we together now? Adaptation is proof of honor. Do you sustain the intelligence? Yes, I know that there is a lot of tribalism. Can you look beyond it? Yes, I know there is a lot of this. No. There are times people can demean you, can demean you. You go to see a man of God, sometimes they can demean you. And can you endure and receive? The dishonor of the body. I've been warning the body of Christ for many years that our dishonor is going to destroy us. Honor is not human worship, it's discernment. If you can see me as I'm taking up, was he not looking at him? That means if you discern what I represent, that I'm not just an ordinary body. He said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. We're going to pray. Tonight, this oil is coming on your life. But you see, it can be an ordinary oil. And you just use a handkerchief and clean it. And return back. Or for you, it can be a defining moment. This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place of surrender. Do to me what you want. Many years ago, I went for a Reinhard Bonnke crusade. There was a crowd of people. I desired a grace upon that man. I was already in ministry. I was already working in miracles. But when you want to receive, you have to shelve those things with humility. I stood on that crusade ground the first day. By the second day, I said, I don't just want to come to this man empty-handed. I did not have much to give him. But I said, at least let me serve. I saw them wheeling people from wheelchairs. And I said, please give me the honor of helping to serve. Let me push them to the front. They said, no, you are not in that committee. I said, what committee are you talking about? Do you know where I traveled from that I came here? While I was pushing the people on the wheelchair, I said, Lord, one day this is how my crusades will be too. I have honored you and I have honored this vessel. One day. In 2007, Christ Embassy Prosperity Convention in Port Harcourt, I was there. It was Evangelist Eddie Owase that preached the first day. And by the second day, people were going to sow seeds. I didn't have much, let me tell you. But I said, Lord, I cannot remain at this level. I gathered everything that I had, Bishop. I put it in a bag. I laid my hands on it and I prayed in the spirit for 3 hours. God is my witness, in tongues. By the next day, I dragged it, my bag. It was like a funeral. That was everything I had. I went late. There was an overflow. So I sat down outside. The Holy Ghost now decided to do his thing with me. While people were coming, it was one of the model parishes. While people were coming to drop seeds, sacrifices, the Holy Ghost asked me to wait and not come. While everybody finished everything, he said, now you can go. I said, God, why will you disgrace me like this? I held that bag and I was dragging it. dragging it in the presence of everybody. Look, when you are desperate for certain dimensions in your life, when you are angry at your current level, it says through desire a man, having separated himself, he seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. I wanted my life to change. When I dropped that bag, I went back and I sat outside. I wanted to cry. The Holy Ghost spoke to me clearly. He said, my son, from this day you have entered wealth. The next day, 6:10 in the morning, someone calls me shaking under the anointing. Is this Joshua Selman? I said, who are you? And he said, just answer me. Are you the one? I said, yes. He said, send me your account details. I said, for what? I thought it's so. Then scammers were not very much like this, but there were still people like that. I said, what for? And then he sent me. I sent him my account, and I was surprised what he sent. What is the meaning of this? The Lord gave me an instruction that one of these days he was going to send me then to God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. And that morning he told me, this is the day. I got up, carried a seed. I would not. Sometimes it's painful, but it's good to share these things. Listen, when you are teaching people, don't lie to them. Tell them what you did. Don't just tell them, oh God bless. No! Tell them what you did, so that people just not be claiming nonsense and sit down. Are you willing to pay the price? I got up, went to Canaan land. I had the privilege of sowing my seed. And when I came out, I was going to enter the car. Remember, I'm a man of God too. And the Holy Ghost asked me to come out. He said, place your hand on the ground. I placed my hand on that ground. And he said, from today, you have entered the overflow anointing. When I tell you I'm a product, there is hardly any campground I've not gone to in this nation. One time I went to preach for Four Square, and after crying to God and say, Lord, whatever you put upon MP Semple McPherson, may that grace come upon my life. They now lodge me in MFM, the prayer city. I said, excellent. After I was done preaching and doing man of God and the protocol and the combo, everybody go away, leave me like Jacob and God. In the night I came out alone. I entered the main campground and I laid down there. I said, Lord, I will not disrespect anyone. You have planted grace in men. I obtained that grace for the sake of the body. One time I had the privilege of entering the prayer room of Baba Adeboye alone in that prayer room. And when they closed me in that prayer room, I was not praying nonsense. Oh God, give me a car, give me fame. No. I said, oh God, the covenant of answered prayer that you have with this our Father that can make him stand and just say, in the name of Jesus, may God bless you. And you will return with testimonies. May that grace, let it come upon my life. I know our time is gone. Be patient with me. We'll pray. This is a defining moment for your life. We're returning back from Ekiti State. I was done preaching. And I noticed we passed a region where people were living mysteriously old. 120, 112. I now saw one 132 years. I said, you must be joking. On earth, a lot of white people are there saying the oldest person is 118, 114. They should come to Nigeria, the habitation of mysteries. There are people 132 years. I now saw 140 something who just died. When we were returning back after preaching, heading to the airport in Ilori, I told them, I said, when you get there, park your car. We stopped at the where they put the signboard of the man. I came out, there was nobody around our vicinity there who could speak. English, as we know. I said, please look for the oldest man in this city. We want to receive an impartation for long life. I know the kind of assignment God has given me. And so eventually we found someone who could speak limited English. And then we saw a few women gathering. And then they said, okay, they will take us to someone else. We entered a room and there was one Baba who was seated. Very old. We said, we are men of God, sir. We just came to preach and we came to honor him so into his life. And that he will speak over our lives for long life. The man laughed. He said, kneel down. See, those who carry these things know they have it. A hospital does not go around looking for patients. You build it and keep it there. Even if you need ICU, you will find a way of going to that hospital. Said, kneel down. And while we were praying, he was speaking. You know, he was speaking in Yoruba. I didn't know what he was saying. I just felt like a crown was being put upon my head. And when that happened, we got up, sowed into his life, honored him sincerely. And I was going out to enter the car. And then they just showed me, they pointed a woman and said, this one 32-year-old man who just died, that's his wife standing. I'm sure that woman, she at least she was 100 and something. Yet you would think she was just 60 something. No stick, no nothing. I said, what grace? I said, we're going back home. I went and I said they should tell her that since her husband is dead and she married him, two have become one. He's still alive in her, that she should pray for us. When they told the woman, she laughed. She said I should follow her. We entered one of their small rooms and she started showing me the photos. She was the wife of his youth. The wife of his youth. And you know those days they married very early. They even married in teenage. When she was done, I said they should tell her, Mama, please. Soon you will be gone. But this grace, you know it's a grace working when the results are consistent. And we knelt down. We said, Mama, please pray before we go. Do you know what happened? The woman said, kneel down. And she took off her shoes. She stood with her. When a woman stands on barefoot to bless you for more than 15 minutes, this woman was raining down blessings, singing songs, Yoruba songs, and prophesying on my life. Men are made by the encounters they have. We say these things many times not to brag, but for you to know that behind every glory you see, there really are stories behind it. Tonight, we came for an impartation. This is 7 years of God's faithfulness upon his servant in Abia State. 7 years here in Abuja. And they have called for a convergence. Many pastors have come. Many of you great servants of God, you have traveled from far. God brought you here to take something back to your people. And many of you have been here, you are planted in this ministry. Others, you are following. Maybe there are people following online. We are getting into a very prophetic moment right now. We may just have maybe 5-10 minutes and we are done for tonight. But please, I beckon on you. May your heart be opened. May your spirit be alive and sensitive. Are you ready to pray? I'm going to give you 1 or 2 minutes. You're going to pray. Father, every grace, every dimension needed to shift me to the next season in my life that is not yet at work in my life, I cry by the Spirit of grace. Let it come, oh God. Please cry to the God of heaven.
Natural about your name, Jesus. Something happened.
It's a new season. New season for your business. New season for your ministry. Oh, pray, pray.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, please. There is a grace for influence and visibility. I want to show you a mystery and we'll pray. Please be sensitive. Acts chapter 12. We're reading the first 10 verses. Please help us, media. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the Jews. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And then the Bible says, because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. They were in the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. Watch this now. He put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Verse 5. And Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. We're reading to verse 10. The Bible says, and when Herod would have brought him forth, hallelujah, it says the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. 7. And behold, an angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison and smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Verse 8. Now watch this. The angel told him, gird up thyself, bind thy sandals, and he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. 9. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. 10. When they were past the first and the second gate, the Bible says they came to the iron gate. Where does the iron gate lead to? The city. Every city has a gate. He said there is an iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. When that gate opens, the next thing you see is the city. There is a gate that controls influence. Just because you are out of the prison does not mean the city can see you. He was already out of the prison, past the first gate. You are no longer a prisoner, but the city is still not seeing you. He came to the iron gate. This was a revelation God gave me. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. When that gate opens to you, then the city can place a demand upon the grace that God has given you. For someone, that gate of the city over the region that you are in, do you know you can be in a city and yet the gate is not open for you? Physically, you are in a city, but in the realm of the spirit, you are still outside that city. You will do all you know to do, and the gate will not open. Will you open up the gates? It's a prophetic word. Open up the doors. Will you open up the gates? Open up the doors. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, these are the keys that control the results that we command in this kingdom. We're going to be praying over the requests, and then I'm going to be laying hands on this oil, and then we'll have a few people, maybe the bishop will delegate a few people. As this oil, just touch it on your head and begin to blast in tongues. You are declaring, Lord, I will not be the same. New level in ministry. Everyone under the sound of my voice, by God's grace, this oil will come upon your head. It is not the oil. The oil is an ordinary, you see, something from plant. Don't idolize the oil. It is the revelation that sponsors what you are doing. Are we together? Lift your voice and begin to pray. Please carry it for me. I just want to lay my hands on them. But thou, O Lord, art a shield from me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield from me. My glory, the lifter up of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield from me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield from me. My glory, the lifter up of my head.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in agreement with the bishop over this commission. I lay my hands over these bottles, this oil. May they lose their earthly significance as just cooking oils and carry up a divine representation. Lord, I pray that as it comes upon your people, let it bring impartations of breakthrough. Let this oil be an oil of judgment over everything that is not of God. Hear me, in the name of Jesus, except God is not God. But if it's true that He is God, if this oil comes upon you, everything that fights you must go down. May this be an oil of favor. May this be an oil of speed. May this be an oil of lifting. Influence and visibility, access to systems and structures, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, in 2-3 minutes, let's do it. You can just go to your assigned places, just touch it on your head and then blast in tongues. We're praying, everyone. Lift your voice and begin to pray, please. Very quickly. Pray, the power of God is coming upon you. You are not the same again. Ampreke teliga da bakosa, impreke panande brosi kabala kadeya, ampreke teliga bonza kabala gada ba, reke pompreke teli braga ba, lipon si sebreke di laga ba, shama na 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 ba kabareke de, impreke pompa paliga ba, iran taliana makosa.
It's a new season for you in ministry. It's a new season of fire. Season of grace. Season of favor. Season of lifting. Access to spiritual illumination.
New season in the name of Jesus. Reke para gaba kote peketeya. Ampeke para gaba gara gaba 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 gaba.
Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Yahweh, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, Yahweh, oh yeah, yeah, say, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I want to pray now. Be ready to receive. There are people here desiring the grace for signs and wonders. I want to pray for you. Please, whether you are an usher or not, I want you to help whoever is under the anointing so that they don't injure themselves. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Father, as many who must drink of this wine for signs and wonders, I declare at the count of three, in the name of Jesus, may that fire come on your life. 1, 2, 3. Take that grace. 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 Signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, take that grace. Pastors, take that grace. Evangelists, take that grace. New levels. Shanatata barakatos. Ebenteke barakos. Grace that commands results. Grace that commands results. Grace that commands results. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. Mantles are falling here tonight. Anointings are falling here tonight. Graces are falling here tonight. For the kings to arise, for revival to return, for the kings to be born, for revival to return. Yeah. Ali, Ali, yo. Ali, yo. Ali, Ali, yo. Oh, ho. Ali, Ali, yo. Ali, yo. Ali, Ali, yo.
stretch my hands. Where are the wailing women? My eyes by the Spirit of God. The prophetess, may that grace come on you. You will bring possibilities from the Spirit. Oh, drink of that wine. Drink of that wine. Drink of that wine. Drink of that wine. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. You are about to receive the grace for favor. Oh, there is such a grace for favor. Please read with me, projected. As loud as you can, please. One to read. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Lift your voice in 1 minute and cause emptiness from your life. Cause emptiness in your church. Emptiness financially. Someone is praying in this conference. In the name of Jesus, the kind of favor you have never seen in your life and even in your ministry, I stand by the election of grace and I declare, may that grace come upon you now. May that grace come upon you now. Strange favor, strange favor. It's a grace for speed, where in a short time you can do much for the kingdom. Listen, the unit of destiny is time. Whatever eats your time is eating a part of your destiny. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran and on barefoot he overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. I want to declare speed. I don't know what has tied you in one place. Shabakata, ekretebakatos, sananabakatabakata. In the name of Jesus, may the grace for speed land upon your life. Rest for help them. Help them, makatabarikata, upon your destiny. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There is no man who rises without the assistance of men. I want to pray for destiny helpers. Keep your hands down first. First Chronicles 12:22. Let me show you a scripture. Never forget this scripture for the rest of your life. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 22. Please read with me if you're a Christian. Ready to read? One to read. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until he was a great host like the host of God. Where are your destiny helpers? I stand in the name of Jesus by the rod of the prophetic and the apostolic. I prophesy to the north. I prophesy to the south, the east and the west. Everyone who must show up to help you, I command them, appear now. Appear now. Help us in ministry. Appear now. Financial help
Listen to me. It's important that help comes for you fast. It was the delay of the bridegroom that made the oil of others to finish. They were not bad people. It's just that the bridegroom didn't come fast. He says, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Can I pray for you? Everything sitting on your destiny, Shema, Salata, every horn that will not let you rise, that will not let your ministry be seen, I stand by my God. I call upon the God of my covenant, the God of Jeshurun. I declare the powers that fight you, they go down now. 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 Anyone here in business, in career, it looks like doors are not opening. You do everything you know to do, but these doors don't open. I prophesy to those doors, Ephata, be open. Ephata, I come by the word of the apostolic. Ephata, be open.
Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, rain out, Holy Spirit come now, heaven's open, heaven's open,
and he said, bring me the chronicles. When they opened it, he found where Mordecai saved his life but did not reward him. Many of you have been there for people. You were there for the rising of people, but for some reason there is a spirit that makes people that rise forget you. I've come by the rod of the apostolic and prophetic. May the book of remembrance be open over you now. May the book of remembrance, oh, let it be open in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Shalibando seketele pegedia. Inando supeketele yanamako shakataya. Inando supeketele. Shabalaga badegede bakaparagada. Impeketori gabon satani yanamaya.
Let me pray for you. Before we pray over the requests, listen to me. Do you know, just because one person forgot to tell the king, he added 2 years to the pain of Joseph. Joseph said, when you stand before the king, please remember me. When he stood before the king, he forgot. After 2 years, when God was ready to bring him out, he shut the heaven over the sorcerers, the astrologers, and the man said, I remember my wrong. 2 years ago, while you were angry, you sent me to prison. There was this young Hebrew boy, and the Bible says, and the king sent for Joseph, and they brought him out of his dungeon. And the king sent for Joseph. There are times that you can deliver, but you don't have access to the gates. You will need somebody already at the gates to speak for you. I prophesy to you, whoever is at the gates that can speak for you, for your business, for your family, for your ministry,
and has not yet spoken. I open the book of remembrance and I declare they must speak for you.
Amen.
They must speak for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. It says, make your request known. This is the most accurate representation of your desires and your expectation. We may not have all the time to prophesy and to do all that we need to do, but I want you to please stretch your hands here. Want to pray. King of kings, Lord of lords, you reign above all. So we sing your name exalt. You reign above all. King of kings, Lord of all, you reign above all. So we sing your name exalt. You reign above all. Father, in the name of Jesus, you don't have to kneel, just stretch your hands and believe. I'd like you to pray in the spirit and declare, these Egyptians that I see today, I see them no more forever. Shanamakata. I release my faith with the apostle over this commission, the bishop. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Lord, this is a representation of the pain, a representation of the troubles. In the name of Jesus, every request you have written here, in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God, it is turned tonight into a testimony. It is turned tonight into a testimony. I stand upon this request prophetically. It will never stand above you again. I stand upon it prophetically. I declare it will never stand above you again. Dominion over everything you have written here. Let it be yours in Jesus' name. Let it be yours in Jesus' name. Let it be yours in Jesus' name. We're almost done. Can I pray for your prayer life? He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Elijah was a man of like passion, the Bible says, and he prayed earnestly over a span of 3.5 years that there be no rain, and there was no rain. He shut the heavens. An attack on your prayer life is a real attack. Pastors, pray. My house shall be called a house of prayer. If it is not the house of prayer, it will be a den of robbers. If your life is that house and it's not a house of prayer, a robber will come and steal in your life. It is either a house of prayer or a den of robbers. Whatever has eaten your prayer life, whatever has reduced your passion and your fire for prayer, in the name of Jesus, help them please. By the power of the Holy Ghost, prayer fire from heaven, let it land upon your life now. Prayer fire from heaven, please help them. Let it land upon your life now. Let it land upon your life now. The grace to fast, the grace to pray. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace.
Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4. Amplify. We're wrapping up. Habakkuk chapter 3 and 4. Amplify. Is that possible? I want to release the grace for revelation. Habakkuk chapter 3. There is a dimension of dominion you can never command until the word of Christ dwells in you richly. I'd like you to read it, please. Can we have amplified? If not, no problem. We'll just work with what we have. The Bible says, and his brightness was as the light. The Bible says he had horns coming out of his hands. Amplified says, out of that hand, the rays that were coming, there was the hiding place of his power. God's power has a location. It can hide in his light. So the more spiritual illumination you have, the more you can command real authority, exousia, the capacity to legislate on behalf of another. Paul prayed a prayer, Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. He prayed that we grow in three realms of knowledge. Number one, that we be filled with the knowledge of his will, Colossians 1 verse 9. Number two, that we be filled with all wisdom. And then number three, that we be filled with spiritual understanding. He says, and now I commend you, brethren, to God and to the word of his grace. He said, it is able to build you up and then to give you an inheritance even among them that are sanctified. And that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise, the Bible says, unto salvation. It takes access to the truth of God's word. John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehending not. I declare the grace for revelation, access to the mysteries of the kingdom. May that grace rest upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Access to the mysteries of the kingdom. May that grace rest upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The Bible says the husbandman shall be the first partaker. In this 14th year, let me pray for all the workers who are in this ministry. You are a faithful worker in this ministry. The Bible says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. In the name that is above all names, the grace to be faithful I release upon you. Number two, the rewards that follow faithfulness. Paul said, all of you are partakers of my grace. As God lifts your man of God, may he lift you. As God honors your man of God, may he honor you. And by prophecy, we stand over this ministry. We measure 1,000 cubits in the spirit. Move deeper to deeper realms. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, and he measured 1,000 cubits and it was to my feet. And he measured 1,000 cubits and it was to my knees. He measured 1,000 cubits, it was to my loins. And 1,000 cubits, an overflowing river. This great ministry, I led my voice with your prophet and your man of God. And I shift you by prophecy. Step into a new season. Step into a new season. A season of signs and wonders. A season of increase. A season of fruitfulness. And the Lord blessed Jacob, Genesis 32. And the sun arose, and he called that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared. May the glory of the Lord multiply upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has found that you will not rise financially for you and for your family, I pray in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. I prophesy Psalm 112. The Bible says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commands. The Bible says, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Then the Bible says, wealth and riches shall be in his house. and yet his righteousness endures forever. Experience superior dimensions of financial blessings in the name of Jesus. Those trusting God for jobs, I agree with you, 3 months from now, in the name of Jesus, who is the lifter of men, may you return with surprising testimonies. Everyone who has given and sown all kinds of seeds into this conference, you have sacrificed, you have labored. I pray in the name of Jesus, my God, who is also your God, may he lift you beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus the Christ. And I use this headquarters as a prophetic sign to all other branches. The ones that are there now and the ones that are coming, we declare in the name of Jesus, grow. In the name of Jesus, thrive. In the name of Jesus, excel. In the name of Jesus, prosper. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're here very quickly and you're saying, Apostle, I have seen the grace of God, I've seen the move of the Spirit, but something is wrong with my life. I'm yet to truly give my life to Jesus Christ. I'm yet to make him my Lord. Please, no movement around. Or you are saying, Apostle, I love Jesus with all my heart, but in all sincerity, one thing has led to the other, and right now I need a renewed relationship. Wherever you are, please run. We just have 1 minute for you. Don't be afraid of anything. Run and come and stand here. I'll just count three. One, quickly. Please come and stand. Two. Say, ye must be born again. Listen to me. The Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son. It says that whosoever believes in him, he should not perish, but have eternal life, the life of God. I salute you for the courage to come and make this decision. For some of you, this is your first time. For some of you, it's a rededication. Regardless what category, please lift your right hand high to heaven. And I want you to pray this. You are not reciting a poem. Jesus is here. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus. One more time. And those of you following online, those who are listening now, watching now, or might be watching some other time, you want to make this decision, join them right now in this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart, and I believe that you are the Son of God. Tonight, I have heard your word. I desire a new relationship. I declare that the power of sin, the power of Satan, the power of the flesh is broken over my life forever. From tonight and forever, I declare that I am the child of God. I receive forgiveness of sins, newness of life, the abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, and I declare that I reign. From tonight and forever, I go forward ever and backward never, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these ones. They have come declaring their need for you. May the grace that preserves preserve them. I commend them to the ministry of the word and the ministry of the spirit. You will go from glory to glory and grace to grace, in Jesus' name I pray. All right, very quickly, there are a few counselors waving their hands. All of you, please, in concert, just follow the counselors. Let's celebrate them as they go. Follow the counselors, just a minute or two with you, and then you will be back. Hallelujah. Bishop, thank you. Thank you for 2 days, an opportunity to be able to bless your assembly and to bless your people. I love you with all my heart. And I love the woman of God, all the pastors who have come. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for supporting the bishop. And all together, I decree and declare that we'll keep going from glory to glory as we serve the purposes of the kingdom. The Lord honor you in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'm told that there are pastors here who came with seeds that you want to sow into the ministry. If you are a pastor, you came with a seed to sow. Let's do that very quickly. 1 minute, wherever you are, please just come out, come stand here. If there's anyone like that, please come. Bishop, would I plead that you just come and join me? I know that our time is gone. Just be patient for 1 minute. Please just come and stand very quickly so that we declare over your life.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
If you're joining them very quickly, join them now.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Okay, if you are not a pastor and you are joining, please come quickly, very quickly.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
The Bible says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that ye, having sufficiency in all things, he says that you will abide in all good things. I want to pray for you. Listen, God is not a scammer. God is not a fraudster. When it has to do with the issue of seeds, I know that there are people who may have mismanaged. People have done all kinds of things and people have manipulated God's people, sadly. But then I want you to know that the principle that you are engaging in works. God is able to give your seed another body. I want to pray for you. Some of you are standing in for yourself, your homes, your businesses, your ministries. I ask Bishop to stand with me so that we can pray. There are some of you who may want to participate online. The account details are on the screen there, Zion Heritage and Miracles International. I want to pray for you. Father, I stand in faith with Bishop. And in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, you who is able to give seed to the sower and even bread to the eater, I pray that you multiply this seed sown. Increase the fruit of their righteousness. I agree with you. Every season that you have tied with this seed that must end in your life, we bring it to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Seasons of lack. Seasons of stagnation. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we declare those seasons are rolled away forever. By this seed, I declare, God will raise voices to stand for you. God will raise voices to speak for you. The level at which you are when you gave this seed, you will never go beyond it again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless your seed. We give it a voice in the realm of the spirit, and we give it an instruction. Gather your kind. Return back to the givers a thousandfold. Gather your kind. Return back to the givers a thousandfold. The Lord bless you. The Lord honor you. In Jesus' name. All those who have their seat here, just lay it on the altar there. And then you go back to your seat rejoicing. For those who, I don't know how you plan to redeem it, whether it's online, just make sure that you do what you do. And the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.